This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Farmers from across the nation are submitting their comments to the EPA regarding its proposal on atrazine, a widely used herbicide ingredient. In June, the EPA conducted a study saying the use of atrazine, which is a chemical farmers use to fight weeds, causes harm to animals and the ecosystem. Chuck Spencer, Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, knows firsthand the benefits of the herbicide and says it's very important that farmers and ag retailers submit their comments about atrazine, and they have until October 4th to do so.
It's a very important tool for controlling weeds in fields that we use in agriculture. And I think any of us who have ever gardened or even had a flower bed know how persistent weed pressures are. And as productive as agriculture is, it's very important that we have products on the marketplace that prevent weeds from growing, or when they do grow, that we're able to kill them on a very large scale. And atrazine is up for review from the Environmental Protection Agency. So what does that mean? Well, they go through the risk assessment of what it means to the environment, animal, plant, as well as human health effects. We've had, now think about this, it's been over 50 years that we've used atrazine, and there's been over 7,000 scientific studies. So atrazine is used on as high as 70% of the corn acres in Illinois. So it's used in other products too, with sorghum and sugarcane acres. And that's going to be important that we understand. We do very good best management practices, Katie, and make assessments before we apply this type of product. But as you can guess, it's a product that works very well. Good use and planning. We're able to do the type of economic threshold work necessary to calculate before we make an application. And then we monitor very closely what we do and how we do it and when we do it for our crops. It's important that we, as agriculture cooperatives, we're putting comments in. Farmers need to be submitting comments, and I know most of the associations that are agriculture-based are encouraging their members to make comments, and they have talking points for members to do that, as well as, I think, a one-click action center for many of those associations where the members can go to, click on, and submit their comments.
And actually, comments are being allowed until a certain date in October, correct?
Yes, October 4th is where that is. And I want to share with you how important it is. So many of us may be in a tractor, a combine, car, truck, and we're thinking, I don't know that I have time. Well, first of all, most of us, or many of us, have smartphones. That is one way that you could probably click through and make a comment. And then I want to share with you, in a congressional office, we were talking with a key staff person on issues we were visiting on, and they had mentioned that, I said, we asked them if they'd heard of this issue, and they go, yes, I've received 3 to 4 phone calls, and I put that on my watch list. And that was in a member of Congress's office. So I always encounter individuals in agriculture. They say, oh, I don't know if they listen to me. Let me tell you something. It's very important that we place our comments. They're registered with the Environmental Protection Agency, and every one of our comments does matter.
The review of atrazine was nothing out of the ordinary. As Chuck says, the EPA has a regular review process for products that are approved.
They actually have a regular review process for products that are approved. And I think we all want that, actually. The important part is the science. As we advance in our understanding of all the things that we interact with, whether it's the products we produce, the chemistry that we use in our lives, the medicines that are developed, formulated, we want to constantly monitor the impacts to all the environment, aquatic life, animals, and then, of course, plant and human. So when you think about the impact on the environment, the reviews and their regularly scheduled reviews are something that occurs with the Environmental Protection Agency. I believe it's every 15 years in which these products will go through a review, and then they take open comments from the citizenry as well. So there'll be concerns, I'm sure, that will be raised, but I think what we see very clearly is scientific studies show over and over that this product, in the way we utilize it and label, of course, which is the law, well, we have to apply it and what the maximum levels and rates are. I think it's a product that we'll see reauthorized and renewed for use again for the long term here in the future.
Chuck Spencer, Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark. And as Chuck mentioned, several ag organizations are working to submit comments to the EPA about atrazine, and one of those is the Illinois Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is asking farmers to keep ag in the green with atrazine. If you'd like to submit a comment, you can contact your local County Farm Bureau for more information. Coming up next, we'll have some information about a horse show happening at Midway Trailer Sales this weekend and some other ag news after these messages. The Illinois Soybean Association has three new sustainability podcasts available that cover buffer strips, organic matter, and cover crops. Steve Baker, president of Springfield Plastics, Inc., talks in depth about buffer strips and how they can improve water quality. Ivan Dozier, state conservationist for the Illinois Natural Resources Conservation Service, explains how organic matter builds up in the soil and ties back to conservation. And one of Montgomery County's own, Chris Reynolds, resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water District, discusses the basics of cover crops. And all of those podcasts can be found on SoundCloud under Illinois Soy Advisor Podcast. In some world ag news, lawmakers in Germany are calling on regulators to curb Bayer's $66 billion proposed takeover of Monsanto. Pro Farmers First Thing Today reports a parliamentary session in Germany highlighted the backlash to Bayer's proposed buy, and debate this week showed deep resistance to Bayer buying a U.S. company that many Germans view as a champion of genetically modified crops. 8 of the 12 lawmakers who spoke cast doubt on the acquisition. One lawmaker said that more than 70% of Germans say they don't want genetically modified food on their plates, but that's exactly part of the strategy of the merger. However, lawmakers in Germany have no legislative authority to stop the deal. Buying Monsanto would give Bayer about 35% of the global market for seeds and farm chemicals. And finally, some information about the horse show happening at Midway Trailer Sales tomorrow, Saturday, September 24th. Things get started at 9:30 in the morning with exhibition barrels. Those barrels cost $4 per run. After the exhibition barrels, there will be Illinois Barrel Racing Association 3D Youth Barrels. Following that, IBRA 40 Open Barrels. Then IBRA Masters 3D Barrels, and those are for people ages 40 and over. And the IBRA Adult 3D Barrels for ages 19 to 39. Again, things get started at 9:30 a.m. with the exhibition barrels. You do not have to be a member of the Illinois Barrel Racing Association to compete, but the IBRA rules do apply for the show. There will be no refunds, and all sign-up fees must be paid in cash, and all payouts will also be paid in cash. So again, the Illinois Barrel Racing Association Open Horse Show happening tomorrow at Midway Trailer Sales just north of Litchfield, right off of exit 60 on I-55, starting at 9:30. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.